Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, and it is Austin. Austin Price, VolQuest.com, who joins us twice a week here on the show. Time for the VolQuest Report. VolQuest.com, you can check out the War Room right now, post every Friday. Austin, do you get tired of people asking you when the War Room will post?
No. No, I don't. You know, we keep bringing me with the wrestling things. I need a tag team partner, and if I could pick one, it would be Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland, who has promised me that you won't have to pay any more taxes this year.
Oh, that's his promise to you for me?
Yep, that's right. That's what he told me. No new taxes for you, Hutton.
Okay, I love that. I love your tag team, by the way.
Read his lips, no new taxes.
Austin, tell us the latest on Charles Kelly and what he might or might not do.
Well, you know, right now, you know, Coach Kelly's in Tennessee. The coaches will be coming off the road later today. They'll reconvene in a staff room tomorrow, and we'll be at Tennessee's basketball game tomorrow against Alabama. And I expect Charles Kelly to be there. Coach Kelly is a guy that's got some options. He's had some options throughout his one-year stint at Tennessee. And, you know, has chosen to kind of be loyal to Jeremy Pruitt. He turned down the defensive coordinator spot with Maryland. You know, I think, you know, Coach Kelly's at a time where he can be selective. He's a veteran coach. He's made a nice chunk of money as a DC at Florida State. He makes good money here. Is in line for a raise after, you know, once, you know, they, you know, kind of get recruiting figured out and they start working towards the salary numbers for next season. And, I think it's going to take the right spot for him to leave. Is Alabama that spot? Potentially. I know that Nick Saban's really been focused on finishing out the offensive side of his staff. Now they hired, you know, Kyle Flood earlier today, the offensive line coach, who was with the Falcons and Steve Sarkisian previously. When he turns his attention to the defense, is Charles Kelly going to be somebody he calls? I think it's somebody he'll have a conversation with, but will Kelly leave Jeremy Pruitt? I'm not so sure that's a definite.
If Kelly were to leave, do you think they'd stick with just six offensive coaches and Chaney would kind of roam
around?
Yeah, well, you think he'd roam around, or do you think they would name him to a specific position?
No, I think if you know, Charles Kelly left, you know, that would make a lot of sense for, you know, Jeremy Pruitt to, you know, go with only four defensive coaches, six offensive coaches, because really you're in five defensive coaches, because Jeremy Pruitt, you know,
right,
he's the top guy on that defensive side of the ball. So really, they've got five defensive guys, and really right now they have six because they have five on that side of the ball plus him. So yeah, I think that ultimately that's what you would see is four position coaches, and then Jeremy Pruitt running the show on the defensive side, and then six offensive assistants if that were to be the case.
What does T. Martin bring them that they didn't have on this staff? Is there any one area that they've really upgraded by bringing him in?
Well, I think his development of just players is I won't say second to none, but it's really top notch. I mean, whether he was at, you know, down in Atlanta working at, you know, at the lower levels of college football, to Kentucky, to Southern Cal, he's a coach that just relates to players really well. Not that they don't have coaches that do that now, but I think that he does it extremely well. He's, you know, known as a really top-notch recruiter, and which we talked about earlier in the week. You know, I just think that it takes some pressure off of a guy like Brian Niedermeyer. It takes some pressure off of a guy like Jeremy Pruitt, who is the head coach now, but still is really well thought of, you know, as a recruiter. So the more recruiters you can add to your staff, the better you're going to be. And I think he's done a nice job of developing wide receivers, whether it be at Kentucky, whether it be at Southern Cal. You know, T's receivers have always been right around the top when you talk about, you know, position groups in college football. And it's not all just talent, it's development as well. I mean, he's done a really nice job of getting guys to buy in. You remember back when Tennessee landed Trooper Taylor as a coach back in the mid-2000s, he really, when he coached running backs or receivers, he got his unit to play up a notch. I think T does the same type of thing.
Austin Price with us here on the show. Austin, Jim Chaney, when he took the job, I know the answer to this is he's doing both. He's both recruiting and evaluating his current offensive roster. What do you think he's doing more of right now? Is it more on the recruiting trail, or is it more grinding on some tape of what he saw last year from this Tennessee group?
Well, he's been out on the road recruiting all week. He was in Knoxville yesterday, and I would say he mixed in a little bit of both yesterday. But for the most part right now, it's focused on recruiting. He saw a couple of 2020 quarterbacks in the state of Texas earlier this week. He saw George Pickens earlier this week. So right now he's focused a little bit more on recruiting. And when he has time in the office, he's finding time to watch tape and kind of pour over some stuff. But with today's technology, he can do that on a plane. He can have an iPad flying out to recruit and be sitting there watching game tape on his two-hour flight to and from. So he's doing both. But I would say just a little bit more towards recruiting at this point.
What are Drew Richmond's options right now, and what have you heard about where he's at least evaluating his next move to be?
Well, I'm told Texas, Ohio State, Missouri have all expressed interest in Drew Richmond. I don't know where he's going to land. I've not spoke to Drew, but he does have options. The Ohio State one I find interesting. They're just not real deep on the offensive line. If I'm Drew, I'm finding a place that I, can be plug and play. And not a place that they're trying to, add depth, not a place that I'm going to have to go in there. And you have to earn whatever you go to. But, I want the easiest path to the field. Yeah. I don't want to go in and find myself into a dogfight through fall camp and then have wasted my last year of eligibility to be a backup, when in reality he was probably going to start here, either at tackle or guard. He was going to find his way into the starting lineup just because he's played so much football. I think the decision's got to be a really good decision by Drew, and I think he needs some people around him just to kind of help, talk through those type of things to find that right spot.
Austin Price, follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Final thing for you, we do know that The Vols got some good information on Jennings. If you're a Vols fan, you're glad Juwan Jennings is back in class and he's going to be back on this team next year. Did he get decent feedback from the NFL draft, or what did you hear there?
Well, I heard that that their kind of advice was to go back and go for another year of college football. And I think when he kind of started to weigh his options, he felt like that was the best move for him. But you're right. It's a big get for Jeremy Pruitt. It's a guy that's played a lot of football. It's a dominant personality on the offensive side of the ball. And I think someone who's matured tenfold in the last 2 years as a player and as a person. And I think Juwan, the time he, has another, off season to kind of get the leg back strong again, to continue to heal up, I think next year can be a really good year for 15.
Austin, thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up on Monday.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.